Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Welcome to Blood and Guts with my excellent co-host, excellent broadcaster and journalist in his own right, Jack Blood. So you're going to want to get over to RadioFreeBlood.com. Jack's gone independent, and I know his show is probably doing great. So good morning, Jack.
Good afternoon, Guts, Ms. Maria. And it's been too long. What has it been, like 2 or 3 months or something, just due to our scheduling?
So I know.
I'm happy to be with you and your people.
I know. I missed you, Jack. I was like, oh my God, I haven't talked to Jack in 2 months. I don't know what stories we haven't talked about, because it's like the news never quits.
Well, we try to stay focused on the important things and not let them lead us by the nose into weapons of mass distraction.
Right, right. Well, you know, by now I'm sure you know, and we were talking about it a little before we went on air about, you know, Dave McGowan and what he's going through right now. And I know you're going through a physical challenge as well. It seems like everybody I know, especially my co-host, are all going through some shit.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I try to feel as grateful as I can every day that my son is healthy and that we have a roof over our heads and food to eat and some friends. I don't know what's worse, the new financial challenges in operating and living in this world with them after the underground like they are, or the physical challenges with sick care and the expensive cost of health care and the very little alternatives, especially, again, if you're trying to live in the underground. It has raised our rent by 10%, which is just a killer. And I trace it back to property taxes being passed down to the poor. This is more, you know, regressive tax being paid by the poor, as George Carlin used to say, the examples to the middle class. You know, keep your nose clean, you're going to end up like a Jack Blood. So it's been a challenge, and I'm so sorry to hear about our friend Dave. He's just such a national treasure, isn't he? And unfortunately, we may not be immortal in our bodies, but we certainly are with our ideas. So whatever happens with Dave, and miracles can happen, Maria, he'll be never forgotten. He is just such a major player in this information piece, as I call it. So everybody, you know, send your best energy to Dave, and let's see if we can have a miracle here.
Absolutely. Well, I'm counting on the power of mass consciousness directed his way. But, you know, he's doing pretty badly, you know, out of the blue. I mean, totally out of the blue. 4 months ago, he goes for physical. Everything is excellent. And now he's at death's door with a fast-growing cancer. So, of course,
there's a lot going around. And, you know, they took out Bob Marley that way, the CIA agent, to put the cancer in his boot. And he put this new pair of boots on. They later found it was from CIA agent that had infiltrated his camp. Remember Bob Marley? They tried to assassinate him a few times. They ended up assassinating Peter Tosh, his bandmate, because of their politics in Jamaica and winning over the people all around the world for one love and for Jah.
Right.
And that's a very dangerous thing, that kind of unity. So they took him out. You know, obviously there's been any number of European leaders that have been taken out. And so it wouldn't be beyond the realm of suspicion, or I think it's justifiable paranoia in this case with Dave. Again, he's such an important voice. You know, these things can backfire, because something like this could propel Dave's work to stratospheres it has never been before, and maybe potentially this is the universe's idea. You know, nothing, we're right where we're supposed to be, Maria, whether it's good or bad. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely.
Again, I love the guy. I'll really be rooting for him here.
Well, me too. I mean, Dave's like, you know, I feel the same way about Dave that I feel about you. You guys have been with me since the beginning, you know, and he is a hero. And, you know, I think with Dave, what really ended up, you would think with all the topics he's written about, but I think the one that really got him on the public eye, because it certainly drew a lot of death threats and problems to him, was his excellent work on the Boston bombing. So, you know, having talked to him, you know, of course he's very suspicious. He's, you know, very suspicious of anybody even knowing where he is right now. And you can't really blame him. You think about Gary Webb, Gary Ween, you know, all these great whistleblowers that were all taken out one way or the other.
Well, and James Traficant last year, who I also thought was a major voice out there. So, you know, from all sides, from the far left to the far right to everything in between. Yesterday is, as we all know, was Memorial Day. And I just asked the question, you know, where is the remembrance, the honoring of those who have fought in the resistance all these decades? You know, there just doesn't seem to be a day for that.
Right. Well, you know, I was very interested to find out that Memorial Day, first of all, started to celebrate the black people, the black men and women that fought in the Civil War. That's really where it started, because they were all buried in a pauper's mass grave until they decided to make Decoration Day and actually build a cemetery for them. So, you know,
well, now it's like any holiday. It doubles as Support the Troops Day. Any holiday, any sporting event. I don't know if you saw that the military was paying these sports teams, which operate under a tax-exempt status, so the leagues anyway do, to you know, put them on the field and put their faces on TV and glorify them to help their overall achievements for recruitment. So, you know, it's been bastardized like a lot of things. It's not that I don't, you know, appreciate the sacrifice people have made, whether it's in this continent or another one. I just, you know, obviously I don't believe in anything other than war as a racket, which is why we played that clip and also All Wars Are Bankers' Wars yesterday, just to try to get people up to speed on that. And I hope it does. I don't have much more to say on that. It's actually a little depressing, because everything is either glorify the troops, every holiday, every event, everything ever, and every holiday like this doubles as, you know, mattress sale day, which is what we call it. Mattress sale day. Buy a car for a deal day.
Right, exactly. Everything is consumerism, and they refer to us as consumers, never as citizens, which has always, you know, really rubbed me the wrong way.
Well, I've embraced it, because we as consumers have enormous power voting with our money. So I'll just use it for my own purposes. We'll call it Renew Speak.
Anyway, Jack, I haven't talked to you in so long, I don't even know what the biggest story is. I would think the big one right now is the fact that because of Judicial Watch going for the Freedom of Information Act on Benghazi, they found out that the U.S., and ISIS and NATO, all created and supported by the U.S. and NATO. It's just showing
right.
that ISIS is another U.S. invention, like Al-Qaeda.
Well, we knew that, and there is, you know, some degree of, well, let's just put it this way. There's a lack of opportunity and massive oppression in the region for whatever reason. Right? Whether it be through occupation, whether it be through theocracy, whether it just be age-old warlord tribal battles, whatever. There's just not opportunities for youth, especially in these regions. So when you come along with all the money and the fancy uniforms, you can recruit people, which is exactly what's been happening with this so-called group called ISIS. But it's more than admitted that these bad actors, as it's been admitted, were sponsored by us. I think that this was all on the news this time, maybe last year, Maria. It wasn't a secret. Fox News was reporting it. These are Obama's Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda, ISIL, ISIS, all is, now they just call them, right? Depends on what the definition of the word is. Remember that by Bill Clinton?
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, and Isis, as we know, is the number one goddess. It has multiple names for the occult elite out there, and they worship. That's why, you know, you can look on every state building and you'll see, you can call it Isis, you can call it Diana. It's also been called Liberty. It's also been called Lucifer, and there's all kinds of different little names for it, but it's all synchronized into one kind of goddess that they seem to worship. So it would, I don't think it's the same way that I don't think Al-Qaeda would name themselves the toilet in some dialects or the base, because right. they were the guys in the computer database. So, but this was common knowledge a year ago. The fact that we've fallen this far down the memory hole and we have to remind people of this and keep showing them the massive evidence, including documents like the Brookings Institute with Witch Path to Persia, which it basically has followed exactly what's been going on here. I feel a little exhausted by it, constantly having to make the same point over and over again, and people with cognitive dissonance just not hearing it.
Exactly. Exactly. Because they don't want to hear it. It's like talking to them about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You know, people are so used to these free trade agreements and just look at those three words together and think it's a good thing. They don't realize all these free trade agreements have killed this country, and the TPP is going to bury it.
Well, and the TTIP, which is the European Euro version of this, has already, you know, shown some pretty bad signs in that to get in compliance with this, regional governments or local governments were trying to put in place to ban certain toxins and GMOs and whatnot, have had to go down the road of compromise. So we're already seeing the negative effects of these things. The TTIP is the one you don't hear about as much as the TTP. And the fact that, you know, even Democrats were against this whole idea, and that it's Republicans that armed Obama to basically put through what's now being called Obama trade, it just doesn't surprise me, because there just isn't. When we're talking about a Bush and a Clinton running for president in 2016, obviously there is absolutely no difference here. And by Obama almost saying, you know, throw me in the briar patch, you know, the Brer Rabbit story, it's really what he wants to happen. That did happen, and the Republicans were all too happy to comply with that. So they've given him, they had to renew the fast track. They're going to renew the Patriot Act with minor insignificant changes. After recess, they'll have 2 hours to read the new additions and addendums to the Patriot Act over NSA spying and Section 810, and it's nothing. It's vague. It's not going to help us. They're still, as I was saying yesterday, they're not going to spy on us. They're just going to listen to us. I mean, it's just the way, different way to say the word. They're trying to ram us into this Freedom Act, which is just as bad, and some say even worse than the Patriot Act. They'll come back from recess and have 2 hours to look at this, and then they'll be forced to vote. And we all know how that's going to go.
Well, it'll go the same way the first round did. None of them read the Patriot Act and signed it.
Well, exactly. But now they have time. They've had all these years to see its effects. And I love the report that came out by the government itself saying none of this has stopped any terrorism. It's never stopped anything. It's never helped us stop a terrorist event. And then they add with that, but it's not really done any harm to people either. I mean, what a mendacious statement that is that the news seems to be repeating, because the harm is every day with doors being kicked down, criminals and drug addicts and whatnot, all of this under the Patriot Act. It caused measurable harm, not to mention the harm it's going to cost in the future because of all of the things we've said and done being databased, which can later be used against us as circumstantial evidence to frame us as a terrorist or whatever. So the harm has been immeasurable, and the fact that people go, man, it really hasn't done anything, though. Or say they listen to you, but no one's really been hurt. So it's kind of this middle ground that we really shouldn't care too much about, but we should kind of watch it. What has government oversight done to things like COINTELPRO? Remember the, you know, the church committees?
Mm-hmm.
None of that shit that goes back to what we were just talking about with Dave. None of that's changed. They've had oversight. There has been no kinder, gentler intelligence apparatus or shadow government. It's gotten worse.
Absolutely. Well, look at the police state. I mean, you know, you've got, I think that one of the stats I read was that in the past 2 years, the cops have killed at least 2,100 Americans. You know, busting in your doors, busting in your car, beating you up on the street. You know, oops, we got the wrong address, but we'll kill you anyway. I mean, and the militarization of the police. I mean, this is all, when you look at 9/11 and people say we should move on, they need to look at the fact that the One World Order sure as hell moved on after 9/11 and moved on and over all of us.
Yeah, so we're going to have to demand something a little bigger. In fact, I've just spent all last week thinking, you know, the old the Joker from Batman. You know, this town needs an enema. I mean, this country needs an enema, and we need to scrap everything and start over again, because this little piecemeal incremental damage that we're doing, it's better than nothing. But, I mean, we are so far gone and so far sucked into the system, mainly because so many of us, not to you and I and your listeners or mine per se, but to so many of us, have just climbed right into this new economic order and this new system and been compliant to things like forced insurance and all the rest of it, that you've made it to a point where the rest of us, we can't operate without begging and paying everybody off too. So the whole thing at this point has to be scrapped. I'm really believing that we're too far gone to make the changes necessary. So when we're talking about the Patriot Act, it isn't, you know, throw an addendum in there to make people feel better and to, you know, make your constituents or the voters feel like you're actually doing something. The whole thing has to be scrapped.
Well, I agree. Jack, you know I've been saying for decades that this government can't be fixed. It needs an enema from top to bottom. You see the corruption from the bottom up. I mean, I know you lived in Arizona, you know, for a while. That's how you and I met. And I was in the Valley this week reading the New Times, and there was an article about the criminal Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who has cost this state so far $50 million in lawsuits. Well, now he's up on charges where he has to pay his own attorneys, and he's begging people for money. And you know how corrupt he is and how corrupt this state is.
Yeah, he's almost as bad as the police chief in Austin, Texas. These guys now are politicians first. And you know I know Joe because we did his show on our station for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not that I disagree with everything he says or does. He's a very smooth politician, and that's why he's still in there. But I think he's a freaking Nazi. I apologize to the Nazis in this
case. Right, exactly. Well, I also wanted to ask you, because I know you lived in Texas for a while, what do you think about these storms in Texas and Oklahoma? I looked at the pictures this morning, the floods, yeah. The tornado, you know. I mean, all kinds of, you know, shit happening there. A lot of people are saying it's HAARP, and I wanted to ask your opinion.
Well, HAARP, as we know it, was dismantled last summer, but it could be something similar to that. It could be weather modification. It could be most likely the unintended consequences of weather modification. I lived through two of the biggest droughts in history in that part of the country, and they were scary. When you see your reservoirs down to, you know, mud puddles and disappearing, that stuff is scary. So what happens is, after all the droughts, the ground and the environment change, and it can't hold the water anymore. You mix that with a lack of attention to basic human infrastructure, because all the money goes to paying everybody off over there. They have slush funds to bring in Dell and racetracks and every other thing in that part of the country. That's where all the money goes. Or to put out Jade Helm and run this disastrous military exercise, so they don't put the money back into infrastructure. So could it be related to geoengineering or weather modification, which I think we've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt it is happening? Could it just be I'm asking the questions here rhetorically, Maria, to you then. Could it be playing God has consequences?
That's what I say. Well, yeah, I would think so, but the people there said this was the worst they've seen in 30 years. But they say on the plus side, their five-year drought is over.
Well, listen, we had a big storm here yesterday, and we're still recovering in Georgia from a drought we had 5 years ago. So that's how far behind we are. There's a lot that goes into what we call climate change today, and I think we can pin it right into the changing of the of the jet stream through weather modification and manipulation, and this is the fallout. If you can predict it, which isn't that easy to do, of course you can capitalize, which is exactly what people like Mike Murphy and others have been talking about in their film, Why in the World Are They Spraying? So to cut off the water in California, there is, you know, every action has a reaction, right? It's basic physics. And
exactly.
That was the reaction.
Well, that's my thought. And sooner or later, I'm sure they'll bring some storms to California. Although I have been paying attention to Dutch Sense, and he certainly sees a lot of things that are very possible to be happening in California shortly.
You see the land transfers go through, a lot of the you know, vulture capitalists, venture capitalists, they're called. They don't they're not accountable to any stockholders or really any oversight. They have massive government connections. They just run rampant like a bunch of Pac-Mans through our business, both locally and globally. As soon as you start seeing the transfer of land, people losing their farms, massive transfers of land to the usual suspects, you can almost put your money on that it will start raining again and everything will be fine.
Right. Well, that's why I say, you know, listen, I've had Michael Murphy on for all three of his movies, but I think Why in the World Are They Spraying was the most important one. Because if you can't get the way people are playing the market on these things and creating these events, you're never going to understand what's happening.
Well, qui bono, who benefits, is generally a good place to start with this, and then you follow the money.
Right, right. Well, I also wanted to ask your opinion, because I don't know, is Jade Helm supposed to go through Georgia? I don't think so. Isn't it from Texas to California?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot to say on that. San Diego is the only city that's a hostile insurgent zone, and that's because it is one of the centers of both military and, by the way, mind control. And that's alarmed at least some of my people. I have people on the inside in Texas, which has also been proclaimed a hostile territory with this massive, unprecedented military drill. So there's no doubt that they're getting ready for something. We don't have all the information yet. This is just the first stage, and I think they leaked this on purpose so that it would run out of gas and people would be done and bored talking about it by the time it started. This is going to go through 9/11. It's a several-month pattern, and by the way, there are other drills that are coinciding with this to make it almost a national call it a drill. We know what happens sometimes with drills, so
right.
That's why people have a right to be a little suspicious of the whole thing. But, you know, every 7 years, if you go to 9/11, start there, right, September 11, 2001, and then we look 7 years into the future, in September of 2008, that's when the housing bubble meltdown, I guess call it a global financial near total meltdown and recession began. And now here we are 7 years later. If you believe in such things, these patterns, we could be in for a very ugly September right in the middle of that Jade Helm drill. So if they know something is coming, and I've been predicting the Cyber Pearl Harbor to institute the Cyber or the iPatriot Act, which we know is already written. That's as close as I think I can get, and some of the smartest people I know are right with me on that, because we're seeing all the pieces come together. But if it's just a drill, it's just a drill, it's just a drill, and then something happens, well, luckily we were in the middle of all of this this drill, so we'll be able to contain whatever does happen. So people have a right to be concerned, although it could be a rehearsal for World War III. It could just be a way to spend more of our money. I mean,
right.
There's a lot of it could be, because there's drills every day, Maria.
I know. Well, it could also be that they are going to create an event, which is my thought. You know, I'm hearing a lot of scuttlebutt about Yellowstone, California, fracking earthquakes. And I wonder, you know, just how far they're willing to go, because any of those events would pretty much wipe out this country.
Right. Well, okay. Then that would mean they see something really bad coming, and they know maybe again another economic meltdown. The last year of a presidency, really, in an 8-year presidency, if you look back, going to Clinton to Bush, the last year is always a horrible year on Wall Street, and there's a massive correction as real wealth is sucked up through the global corp straw, so to speak. Okay. That's when money gets hard to find. That's obviously we see the Federal Reserve threatening to raise interest rates. This has put people in very delicate balance. Some economists have called it a twilight zone. They don't know what's going to happen. That creates instability. And all you need is a little loss of faith and the dominoes start falling. And those that hold the notes to your property, to your car, to your property, et cetera, your personal property, they get to, you know, again, suck up the real wealth. So that happens again, like about every 7 years or so. And something that I think we could look forward to. Back to Jay Helm, though, you know, I have people on the inside. They are most likely going to be watching this happening. I'm being sent information. I have to keep it completely confidential because the new Governor Abbott of Texas, Rick Perry's on his way to run for president again, allegedly. He has basically threatened anyone in the military or anyone working for government. If they say anything about Jade Helm, especially if they're in the military, they could be court-martialed. So he's threatened people to keep their mouth shut about this on the one side of his mouth. On the other side of his mouth, you know, trying to ease the people's tensions and fears by showing, you know, some kind of compassion with people's paranoia, so to speak. And so he's playing it both ways, just like his predecessor does. And I happen to know Greg Abbott a little bit, and I can tell you not to trust him as far as you can throw him. So I don't know. I don't like to. I'll tell you what. I like to look at these things and keep a very cool head and level headed. I don't like to predict the end of the world because generally that doesn't happen. It, the devil's in the details, as they say, Maria.
Well, I always think that forewarned is forearmed. And a lot of times when we can, you know, bring these stories out before it happens, they lose their upper hand, and maybe we can just prevent whatever it was they might have been anticipating. You know, I was going to ask you about the governor there. What do you think about all those town hall meetings and whatnot and saying he's going to have the National Guard watching these military people and he wants them all to be wearing ID tags so they know that they're, you know, walking amongst the civilians? You think that's all BS?
It's absolute shite, and it's not the National Guard, it's the State Guard, and let me just say that might be where I have my contacts, so...
Aha. Well, I also heard that Colorado wants out. They don't want it performed in Colorado.
That's the other drill in Colorado. It's, what is the name of that thing? It's Radar Focus. Yeah, that's 4,000 soldiers and 300 Stryker armored vehicles.
Really? And this is America. It's just, don't you remember all those pictures we would see of Hitler and Nazi Germany when they had all those tanks and whatnot going through the streets and whatever. And now it's happening here in America. No, most people still don't even know about Jade Helm, Jack.
Or they just think we're overreacting, even though, again, it's the biggest drill of this kind in history. And this follows the martial law we saw in Baltimore, which, again, exploded in what I think is paid shock troop organized violence. Mm-hmm. Okay, with the same thing they're doing in Ukraine, George Soros, he does it here. We just had a big story today that he was paying people $5,000 a month to go raise hell, shipping them into Ferguson, Missouri. All right, because this gives them the excuse to amp up the police state even more. And you would think, hey, no, that's the opposite of what's going to happen. No, especially as we're divided on this from race and everything else. So, I mean, you know, look, the drills have been put in place, the unprecedented martial law in Boston, unprecedented martial law in Baltimore, all just within the last few years. Of course, this follows unprecedented martial law, again, locally during Hurricane Katrina, where they were shooting people, okay, rounding up people, banging down doors, putting them on the buses, and locking them up into your sports arenas. How's that for the irony?
Right.
Where's the FEMA camp? It's your freaking sports arena, okay? That's where they're going to hold you. So they've been, the preparation has been totally unprecedented. And look, if they need to drill to fight in the Ukraine or fight in the Middle East or fight in Africa. They don't need to do it in our streets. This is meant to send a chilling effect to all of us, to condition us in some ways to accept this because we start getting used to it, and then to prepare not just American troops and police, National Guard. I guess State Guard are different. These guys fund themselves. A lot of them are like oath keepers. They're real strict constitutionalists. They'll stand up and fight back. They won't take the orders from what I can tell. But something like this could also involve international troops who don't have any kind of an allegiance to the Constitution or the people of America, and getting them trained and conditioned is also a big part.
Right. Well, that's, I'm hearing myself again, Jack. But I don't put it past me. Are you there, Jack? You still with me?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Hold on. We're going to go to a short break. Hang on that thought. It's getting pretty hot in here. So we'll be right back.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars, roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Bria's in it just like you are. Often imitated but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Okay, welcome back to Blood and Guts, another hot show with myself and Jack Blood. Get over to RadioFreeBlood.com. And I got to tell you, people, that the rate stuff is happening out there. If ever there was a time to support my show, to support Jack's show, to support the truth tellers that I have on this show, now is the time. Don't wait till we're dying in the hospital to tell us what you mean to us. You know, I know one thing for sure. You know, Dave needs to raise some money in case he's got to get out of the country for a cure. So please, if you can, get over to Dave's website. He's got a PayPal button there. You know, donate whatever you can, you know. And the reason I say that, Jack, I don't know if you're aware of it, but now that we're talking to Cuba, Cuba claims to have a cure for lung cancer. So, you know, anything is possible. But, you know, we do this at high cost. People have to realize we do this at high cost. I know your economic situation. I know so many people's situation. You know, Chuck O'Chelly, you know, Dennis Ford, other people trying to put together shows, trying to get the truth out there and barely can pay the rent or keep their phone on. So we're not rolling in the dough here, folks, okay? The people that are worth millions of dollars and call themselves alternative, do you really think that's possible? I mean, pay attention to who you listen to. That's my sermon on that one, Jack.
Thanks. And my listeners, Radio Free Blood, we have our own radio station there. There are no commercials like your show. It's completely uncensored. We don't have to say anything to please anyone. You know, we don't do it like that. And we're growing every day. I think we've gotten 10,000 listeners in the last month and a half, so it's not bad for a new station.
Great.
But I want to do so much more. When I come on next month, if not sooner, I have a whole project I'm about to launch myself. So please vote with your money and support us. Get me at jackblood@hotmail.com. If you can't do e-payment, let me know, and I'll send you our snail mail. Again, my listeners have been incredible. Especially since we've done this new project. And I wanted to say this. I was at Dave's website, and I didn't see the his PayPal button to help him, so I'm going to go look for that again. And I urge people, if you've got a website, or obviously we all use social media, send that out to everybody else. So even if you can't donate, throw in a buck, throw in $5, whatever it is, because everything adds up and makes a difference. But make sure that everybody else knows about it and tell them how important he is and how important his work is without preaching at people, and let's try to make sure that he has what he needs minimally. I mean, I can't even afford to be buried. If something happened to me right now, I don't know what my wife would do. My insurance policy is all my work and my listeners at this point.
All right. I know we can't even afford to die, but I don't mean to laugh, but you know, I hear these stories and I know all my listeners and all my guests intimately. And, you know, there's just so much we can do, and people don't realize that we do what we do because we must. It's not, you know, we don't even have a choice. It's something in us. Maybe it makes us insane because everybody else seems to be making a living. But we do it because we have to. And for myself, as you know, Jack, if I didn't have my own consulting business on the side, I would have had to give up this show years ago. So it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. And I'm certainly not critiquing any of my paying subscribers because they're wonderful. They've been with me forever. And I love each and every one of them like they're my own family. So, you know, when you know, don't wait till it's too late. And if you guys can copy any of Dave's work, you got a place to repost it, to place to host it. Do it now while we can, because you know his work is enormous, and he's one of the best journalists I have ever interviewed or had the pleasure of having as my friend. Okay, let's get back a little bit more, just a little bit more to Jade Helm. Any idea why they would pick the Southwest for this particular exercise? Could it be because we're so heavily armed in the Southwest?
Yeah, I mean, that might have something to do with it. If you're looking for, you know, a local excuse, then that could be it. Their excuse, of course, we should mention that they have said that it's similar in terrain to what they face abroad. So that's what they're going to say. And I want to make sure that we put in the official story so that people don't think we're propagandizing them. But you have something to, I guess there is something to that. I think it's going to be very hard to ever take Texas. I just know people there, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican or a Libertarian or an anarchist or a separatist or whatever they are, they're not going to go down easily. They might go down easy in Dallas or Houston or something, but, not in total. There's millions of people in Texas. It's a country to itself. So I guess if you were going to throw the country into pandemonium, into chaos, you would need to make sure you can control those areas. But that could be said for Washington State as well, where I'll be living, I think, by next fall. So I don't know if that would be an excuse. These things generally have cost-benefit analysis. So there are multiple levels of which you would benefit from performing something like this. It might just be that they want to go spend more money, and so that way they can get a new but better budget next year. It could even be something that simple.
Right, right. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, because I did see an article, I don't know how true it was, that they were thinking about moving Jade Helm up a month. But I wonder what all these floods and whatnot in Texas is going to do to set off their timetable.
Well, there could be a more than a coincidence there. I think that we should at least look at it. We asked the big important questions. We asked the questions no one else asked. It doesn't mean we believe it or we're conspiracy theorists. It just means we're trying to be thorough. As, again, the devil is in the details. So these questions need to be asked, and everybody needs to be on that. I was just talking to Greg Palast while we were here talking. He emailed me. I'm not sure if you heard, but the phony Bin Laden kill, there's been a big story with Seymour Hersh coming out saying
government
absolutely lied, that they basically shot him in the same way they captured Saddam Hussein in a spider hole. And this was a deal. If people haven't read this, they should go read it. It's interesting reading, but it's also kind of a limited hangout, because why? It says that Osama bin Laden was still alive. And what was he doing while he was still alive? He was reading Greg Palast books.
I know. When I saw that, I cracked up. I sent Greg a note. Greg's note that he had sent out was, you know, bin Laden might have liked my books, but he never friended me on Facebook.
Right.
So I think that whole story's bullshit too, Jack. That's my opinion.
I think all they did was, and this isn't even something you put a lot of thought into, they had to counter the Seymour Hersh article, so they went and they looked for best-selling conspiracy books or best-selling parapolitical research books like Best Democracy Money Can Buy, and just put them all on there.
Right, just to make us all look bad. Right, to make all those people look bad. So I'm sure Greg and all the other authors are on the list, too. I wanted to ask you, since the clown car of the Republican Party seems to be burping out another idiot almost every week, I mean, I think they're probably up to like 70 people running for office, do you still think that Jeb Bush is going to get the Republican nomination?
No, he already has it. I think he has had it for a long time. He has all the money. This is why he hasn't officially declared yet, Maria, because the, what is it, the federal election laws say that once you've declared, it's a lot harder to raise the big PAC money. People should know something about the PAC money, by the way. Whether you're sending money to Rand Paul or to Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton or whatever you might be doing, that a PAC takes all the money. If they're raising money for a candidate, say, in this case, Jeb Bush, the guy that forms the PAC ends up keeping 20 to 50% of the money that you send and puts it in his own pocket. So the whole system is massively corrupt. This is a multi-billion dollar election. And for years, this is how I was able to predict this in 2011. For years, Jeb and Hillary have been raising money for this. No one is going to come close to touching them, and the elections are bought and paid for. So the rest of them are pretenders to the throne. They want something. They're trying to get their name out. Some of them are like Lindsey Graham getting in, our personal lapdog stalking horse, both for AIPAC, Israel, and Jeb Bush, who's the PNAC. He'll be the real first PNAC president. So there's just no getting around this unless there is a massive revolt and people try to stop it. I don't see how. And putting Hillary Clinton up is the magic bullet for electing any Republican that survives and gets the nomination. So do I believe he's already got the nomination? I believe he had it 3 or 4 years ago.
What do you think about Bernie Sanders, who's become like an internet social media superstar? You think he at least is going to get some real issues thrown out there?
He might. He's really bad on things like legalization of marijuana. He's a global warming guy, and not in the best way. There's a lot of problems with Bernie Sanders. He is. I would rather have him be president than anyone other than maybe Rand Paul. But he's not going to get the nomination. He is simply there as a sounding board. I thought he's been very soft on Hillary Clinton. And for all I know, there's a deal with him. I can't trust him because he's a selected, senator. However, his work against the Federal Reserve, his work exposing Global Corp and Wall Street and some of that is definitely what I like to hear and would love to see it in the debate, even if it is just for show.
That's what I figured. At least he'll throw it out there and maybe shame the other ones into, actually addressing those issues, or at least promising us false promises like they always do.
But you know why Elizabeth Warren isn't running? She's the darling of the left. She could potentially get the nomination away from Hillary. But the reason she's not is because she knows, just like all the Republicans on the clown car know, that a Republican is going to win. So it's a waste of her time. She will just be branded a loser, and she might even know beyond that that this thing is fixed for Hillary on the Democrat side. So she's not going to get involved. I'm not the biggest fan of Elizabeth Warren either, but what she's been doing and going against Obama on the TPP and the fast tracking and exposing this secret that they have, this TPP document that even some of the authors have read, that is locked in the bottom of the Capitol building under lock and key with a guard. You can't go take notes or pictures. You're not allowed legally to tell anyone about it. I mean, these are things that she and others have been talking about. So good for them,
Right. Well, I'm surprised that, Bernie didn't decide to just run on the independent ticket. I've been screaming for decades to just vote anything but Democrat or Republican. Maybe their machines aren't set up to flip those votes.
No, but you won't get into the debates like that. So what he could be up to is getting as much name recognition and financial support, populist support as possible, so that he can, in the end, turn to be independent. So that is possible. It's a very tricky maneuver, but I'm certain he could pull it off if he wanted to.
So if you had to call it right now, you're calling it for Jeb Bush?
Oh, yeah, I haven't changed. All signs are still pointing to Jeb. Don't pay attention to the little straw polls where, Dr. Ben Carson won in Oklahoma the other day. none of that's going to make any difference. You know, it's not a real election. That's the thing we have to remember. This isn't something. Look, when we had a real populist, William Jennings Bryan, right? He was running, and the industrialists at that time were the usual suspects. It was Morgan, it was Rockefeller, it was Carnegie, and they all were enemies, right? And they got together to stop him and to put their own guy in. That's what controls office, even at the dog catcher level, because George P. Bush just won land commissioner, Jeb's son, in Texas over many good people. Again, name recognition. People just are lazy. Oh, I've heard of Jeb Bush. Let's vote for him. I'm not voting for him. You know, what my father-in-law said, and he knows exactly how all this stuff works, right? He's a very smart guy. He knows, you know, that the government is corrupt, you know, from top to bottom. And I said, so you're going to vote for Jeb, aren't you? And he goes, I'd vote for that trash can he pointed to over Hillary Clinton, or Hillary, as he called her. I mean, people just hate her so much. She's so polarizing. Any Republican wins. And again, I'm not going to drag this out anymore. You know where I'm coming from. So we'll see what happens. But I've been right the last few elections, and those are my credentials.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate to say it, but your psychic skills are dead on when it comes to elections, Jack. I wanted to ask, I mean, one of the big stories now, and I know you're on social media because I see your posts and copy them, a lot of them, is this Duggar family and how the Christians, especially all the Christians running for office on the Republican ticket, are all making excuses for the child molester. And I wonder, when I look at these posters, how differently would they feel if it wasn't a white boy Duggar and it was a black kid who did this to, you know, his sisters or whatever. You know, oh, boys will be boys. That's a normal teenage thing to, you know, rape your sisters, blah, blah, blah. Why do you think this story's getting so much traction?
Well, because they have a TV show. I mean, look, these are our royalty now. 19 kids and counting. I've never seen it. I'm repulsed by it, quite frankly. And it's the ultimate in greed, right, in self-absorption, having 19 kids to begin with. I don't want to be judgmental, but come on, man.
And really, far mentally unsound, too.
Well, and see, and that's the thing. So, listen, the excuse from the right is, now forget about it, the guy being black. If he was a Democrat, they would go, I mean, every day I get stuff from them. Look what the teachers are teaching our children, sex education, and they believe in pedophilia, and you get all this weird stuff that comes from them. It's one of their guys, and this guy was an executive director of the Family Research Council. Mm-hmm. They're one of the biggest operations from the Republican conservative, phony conservative, I should say, side, just full of gay haters and race haters. I mean, they're just really some of the worst people out there, and this is one of their own, and this is how he behaves. I gotta say, anytime I see a guy out just protesting against the gays, the Ireland just to make gay marriage possible, and it's a pretty historic thing for
them.
Yes,
it is.
Of course, the Westboro Church is out burning Ireland flags and calling them the damnation of God. When people protest that much, we always find out what? That they're closet cases.
Right. What it is. Exactly. You're so right. But, you know, the church is very upset over what happened in Ireland, and yet today I was reading that Germany now wants to follow suit and follow what Ireland just did.
Well, I think asking permission of the government to get married is, I used to say it's gay, just because I think it's funny, but okay, and people don't like me saying that. I'm trying to make a joke.
I understand. A word with multiple meanings.
I should be able to have any right I want with my significant other without having to go get permission from the government and file joint taxes and all the rest of it, okay? So there's something bigger going on here than you know, giving people their rights. It's getting them in the system. It's the same thing with immigration. So this is, of course, every election we have gay this, gay that, gay this, gay that, because it's very divisive. I call it election politics. Talk about gay abortions, and you'll start separating people over things that maybe aren't as important as, I don't know, martial law or world war or massive economic collapse.
Or Fukushima. Or Fukushima or oil spills or God knows what.
Right.
But, yeah. You know, listen, I never watched that show. I think anybody that has 19 children should get a television. Okay. But, you know, the Quiverful is a really sick and twisted cult. which, you know, I hate to say it, most religion is. And I'm sure you've seen the stats recently, Jack. 26% of Americans identify themselves as nuns, N-O-N-E-S. No religious affiliation. So that means we have 56 million Americans without representation in Congress.
I think that Hillary should not only run as a woman, but as the lesbian she is. I think she might actually have a chance to steal it if she just would come out of the closet.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, what other reason would she have for staying with her husband? You know what I mean? Because if he was my husband, he wouldn't have been, you know, I don't know if I had sex with her. And what does the word if mean? He would have had a bullet through his head.
I'm just saying that figuratively.
I never killed any of my ex-husbands. One of them died all on his own.
It's called the Clinton Global Initiative, or now they have the new one to distract you. It's the Bill and Hillary and Chelsea Foundation. Those are all synced in with the Gates Foundations and the other tax-free, tax-exempt foundations. Their number one mission is to do what? Vaccinate Africa. It's, you know, so that's why Hillary stays with him. He's plugged into Rockefeller power in a way that she never quite was. So that's fine. She won't come out as a lesbian. You could vote for her if you want to vote the lesbian vote. I don't vote for lesbians. I don't vote for black people. I don't vote for women. I don't vote for men. I don't vote for Christians. And I really don't vote anymore. But if I was, I was voting for the best person. That's who I'm voting
right.
for. I don't care what they look like.
Well, how many years have I been voting against? You know, there's never anybody you can vote for. You have to vote against the worst. That's the way I see it. And outside of local votes, in small dipshit towns like I live in, where they might actually be counted, what's the point?
Yeah, F the election, the national election. F it hard and stay focused on things that matter. That's what we need to be doing.
Absolutely, Jack. You crack me up. Sawyer. there's times I say, oh my God, I have to cover another election. And then when I see what's coming out of the clown car, and Jeb Bush, so he's going to give me as much material as George gave me because he looks just as dumb. I used to think he was at least a little brighter, but he's equal in idiocy as his brother. It's like maybe it's time to really switch over to full-time stand-up comedy.
Well, and that's about all it's worth. In fact, I heard Jon Stewart say one of the reasons he's retiring from The Daily Show is he can't bear to cover another, you know, fake election, basically.
Oh, so. God, I can so identify with that. So identify with that. But it's interesting that a lot of these hosts, these even late-night hosts, are all leaving at pretty much the same time.
That's what happened last time, too. We lost Brokaw. Remember, Swift voted rather or whatever. They fed him, which was true information, slightly false about the AWOL president that we had.
Right.
And his cocaine binges, which we all knew about. It was common knowledge. But they took out Rather, or Blather as we used to call him. But Rather did some good work, and I'm not going to go back into it, but he was one of the best. Brokaw ended up going out. He just had cancer. And then Peter Jennings got cancer and died. And that all happened within about a two-year period. Now it's Schieffer and it's everybody else at late night. And I don't think you can replace David Letterman, especially with Stephen Colbert. But, it gets worse. We get more dumbed down. The topics become more asinine and trivial as we go forward. Just bring back Johnny Carson, please. Can we get the DNA?
I have to tell you that Jimmy Fallon does a freaking great job. I don't watch it often. But I said, wow, I never would have believed somebody could be as good as Johnny, because I used to go to the Carson show in person a lot. I said, but that kid is super talented. So I've got to give him some kudos, even though I don't watch it often.
He's very talented, though. I only watch Jimmy Kimmel, generally.
You and my son. My son loves him, too.
If I watch late night TV at all, which I almost never do.
I try to watch something totally mindless and comedic before I go to bed so that I don't have the news in my head and I can sleep like a baby.
You're not getting any more guests on network TV if you ask a hard question of a significant guest. You're just never going to really see that happen, and not in the way that David Letterman did it.
Right.
I mean, I got to say, I didn't agree with his politics generally, but that guy would get in your face.
Oh, yeah.
And he would take risks. He had nothing left to lose, so go ahead. Get rid of me. I'd be curious to see where he's going to go now, Maria, because what if he uses his fame and his celebrity and his connections to actually expose some of the things he's had to keep his mouth shut about doing a show at Rockefeller Center all these years. So I'm not counting on it.
Right, but it's a nice, pleasant wish to have, Jack. Well, we didn't do a movie review, but we did a TV review today, so I guess that counts, Jack. Anyway, thanks so much for joining me, Jack, and I want you to, you know, take care of yourself, find out what's going on with your eye.
Well, I did okay for a one-eyed Jack today.
Huh? One-eyed Jack, when you wrote that to me, you know, you're so sick, I had to laugh even though I was shocked that you're not having vision in one eye. And it's the only Jack can make a joke about
it. I don't want to be a pirate. I love you to death, and thank you so much. And give my best to Dave. Everybody help Dave McGowan out there. And you can find me at RadioFreeBlood.com, The Jack Blood Show, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock every day. Go to our show reel if you miss it. It's all free. You're on the honor system. And support my girl, Maria, if you would, please. Stay bold, Maria. Love you.
You too. Thanks, Jack. Jack Blood, check out his website as well, DeadlineLive.info. We've been around since the beginning, okay? And we want to be here through the end. So send us all good thoughts, good energy. And I'll see you guys on Thursday when I'll be back with the...
Thank you for listening and supporting The Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.